Discovery Chantel North, same and northeast, and I need, it's very sharp. If it would, if I could rotate that 1,000-foot beverage a little to the north, I'd get you better on 40. But we have made pretty good contact, so it's not bad. Anyway, you're very strong here right now. And we've worked a lot of stations here today. UA-9, Charlie, Delta Charlie, I've been on almost 2 hours here. I got on at 2400 Zulu, so almost 2 hours. UA-9 CDC with KHCX. This is like the old days. WA-3 FET.
Roger, Roger. Good evening, Jim. And good evening to you there, Tom. And I also heard Zhao and Arun. We meet pretty regularly on the long pass with Kilo Echo 5 Echo Echo on 207. But they are coming on the back of the antenna, so pretty weak, about 5 and 5, 5 and 6 both. You were 15 over 9. I think you were 20 over 9 a while ago. But as you mentioned, the conditions are going down a little bit, but still very, very loud, very, very loud, just a tremendous signal. And Tom is also loud, about 10 over 9. Nice to meet you both. I was planning to show up on 40 meters first, because I saw that maybe you... you will get there first, but a bit overslept. Local time is 10 minutes to 7 o'clock in the morning, and I went to bed fairly late yesterday, so I only got up about 15 minutes ago, but really glad to find you on 20 meters with such booming signals. How have you been doing, Jim, and is everything okay? WA3FET, UA9 Charlie Delta Charlie.
Okay, just fantastic, Igor. And wow, what a great signal. UA9 CDC, WA3FET. And you're about 10 over right now. Probably would have been 15, 20 over before. But yeah, the conditions are probably dropping a little, but still very good conditions. I mean, it's we're still getting Nepal there, Arun in Nepal. And yeah, we worked a lot of stations. I worked, Tom came on about an hour ago or so, a little bit less. But I came on 2 hours ago. We got Indonesia and let's see, how many stations? India, about 6 stations or so, 7 stations, India. Nepal, we got Bangladesh and Pakistan. And, of course, Colonel Pete we were, too. Colonel Pete called in, our super friend there. So, anyway, really great to hear you. And everything's good. Just very busy, you know. I'm retired from the university, but we're working part-time on quite a few projects, and it keeps me really busy. And then we got a lot of travel coming up, the next 3 months. We're going to be doing some a lot of traveling there at different conferences and things that I still attend. So, yeah, it's very busy. I'd almost say I'm more busy now than when I was at the university, but probably I was pretty busy there too. But it seems like I'm really, really busy now. And of course, we're trying to, you know, keep the keep building the station on the mountain and things like that. So, well, let me get it over to Tom real quick, Igor. And yeah, we get on you know, Sunday and Wednesday at 2330 Zulu. Yeah, we were on yesterday with, you know, a lot of the same guys, and we had quite a few Europeans calling in, Uncle Gunther there, DK5ONB, was not on yesterday. He was not on, and he's usually the guy that says Igor's on frequency. So, but we had, you know, there's a lot of noise sometimes, but the beverage antenna is very, very good. I can hear everything in Europe, but your area, I need a little bit more north, you know, on the beverage, but it's still, it's not bad. Okay, let me get it to Tom here so he can say hi. minute before we lose the propagation here. And by the way, it's 9:54 p.m. 9:54 p.m. and it's 15 degrees centigrade on the mountain. 15 centigrade on the mountain. Go ahead, Tom. And this is like old times, isn't it, with Igor in here? KHCX WA3FET.
Okay, thanks, Jim. UA9CDC from Kilo 8, Charlie X-Ray. Igor, so great to hear you again. Wow, we used to talk all the time back in the day when we had that big gun friendship net going on, and K3LR and WB9Z and all the gang was here on 20 meters and working all our good friends up there in Asia. So, yeah, thanks for calling in. It's so good to hear you again. You were 5'9 plus 10 the last time I heard you. UA9CDC, K8CX.
Roger, Roger, Tom, K8CX, UA9CDC, with W3FET. Okay, yeah, great to hear you, Tom. 10 online as well, same signal report. Jim is slightly low there, but not much difference really. Conditions seems to be very good. There is a storm predicted to happen tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. But as it usually happens, just prior to the storm happening, conditions are getting better than normal, and all the signals are very, very loud. Okay, Jim, nice to know that you are still busy, still working. That's great stuff. That's a good gymnastics for brains, you know, and keep you fit. And I understand that you feel even busier than you were than when you were younger. That's because nowadays when we are at this age, time flies. It was pretty slow when we were young, but it flies right now. And I really didn't notice how quickly it all happened, you know. So you're putting out great signal, boss. Nice to work you here on 20 meters. On 40, it's a bit more difficult because the pass goes over the North Pole, and despite of the fact that I've got three elements there, although pretty low, I can copy you, but not as loud as here on 20 meters. 20 meters works best. Okay, Tom, nice to work you again. Thank you very much. Let me wish you a very good evening. And I'm sure we'll have many more contacts in the future. Over to you, Tom, first. K8CX, you may turn it to Jim afterwards. And by the way, Jim, you mentioned Bangladesh. That's probably another friend of mine, like Arun was and Zell. Sierra 21 Radio Whiskey, if I guess correctly. Rubia. So K8CX, UA9 Charlie, Delta Charlie, and the group, over.
Okay, Igor. UA9CDC, K8CX returning for a final. Yes, you're still 10 over. Wow, what a great signal you have. And so good to hear your voice again in there. And thanks for checking in. And we'll be on here, so we'll be hearing you again, I'm sure. And thanks. Back to you, Jim, WA3FET from K8CX.
Okay, very good, Tom and Igor, WA3FET. And yes, it was Rubai, it's Sugar 21 Radio Whiskey. And the Nepal was Arun there, 9 Nancy 1 Charlie Alpha. Indonesia was Tom, YB1 Delta November Fox. And Bangladesh was Chirac, Alpha Papa 2 Sugar Quebec. So all pretty rare ones there that called in today. So I guess we stirred something up here from the Magic Mountain. Tom is the one that's responsible in a way, because I just was finished with the 40 meter group. You know, we call it the K1 GZL Memorial Group. there, Charlie Memorial Group, and I just finished, and I came up on 20 meters, and right on the frequency was Jashon, Victor Uniform 3, Japan Fox Mike, and he was working somebody, so I called him, and he came back, and then Tom just happened to be listening, and he recorded the whole thing, and it's on this ham gallery. So I listened to it earlier, and Tom said, why don't we get on today? And Tom said, oh, 0100, but I looked up the propagation and said, oh, let me start at 2400. I thought Tom might come in early. I think I left you a message, Tom. But anyway, that's what happened. And so then we just kept getting one station after the other calling in. So that's really amazing. But yeah, that whole QSO yesterday, it's on Tom's site there, Ham Gallery, which I think you're on there too from a few years ago there, Igor. Okay, well, we're trying to keep that group going on Sundays and Wednesdays, and we get a lot of stations, and we try to bring up Charlie every so often, K1GZL, so we certainly remember Charlie, and I know he's responsible for your English there, I know, so you and him, learned English together, so really amazing. Okay, back to you, Igor, and then I think we'll pick up just a few more. I'm actually getting a little tired, Tom. I've been on here for 2 hours now, going full blast, so, but I may stay just a little longer, because the DX is so good, but we may let you take over for the next hour, Tom, and I may take a rest here, a little break. Okay, Igor, and please try to get us there, at least at the end of that is probably better propagation, but try to get us on the 40 meters, and we really try. There was one time I heard you real good. One time the propagation, the absorption was low, and I heard you real good coming through, and could hear everything, but the other times it's been a little rough. But hey, we try. The Magic Mountain helps a lot, you know. UA9CDC, WA3FET on the Magic Mountain.
Roger, roger. Very good, Jim. W3FET with KHCX, UA9 Charlie, Delta Charlie. So I must commend you on your remote setup. It sounds just like you are sitting in front of the microphone in normal way, and there are no delays or echo or distortions. The signal sounds really, really great. Maybe one time you'll tell me, you'll describe me your remote setup. I've been working remote a bit, even in contests with the station in the United States through K3 and a couple of boxes from Sweden, and that was all okay, but the delay was very, very long, up to 0.7, 0.8 of a second, which is no good for contesting. Anyway, great to hear you both, nice to remember old days when we were meeting regularly and heard each other so well, and of course we'll never forget Charlie Morgan. Did I tell you that there was an article in How Radio Horizons about Charlie's antennas, his fixed quads, and when Charlie was interviewed he also mentioned me, so I am mentioning that article as well. Operating then from a club station at the university. A lot of plans for this summer, or the rest of it. I'm just going to put up another hex beam so that I can transmit and listen from two directions simultaneously, and also improve my 160 meters and 80 meters antennas just a bit. So looking forward to winter season. when probably 40 meters would get much better than now, and we would be able to meet there with the better signals. Yes, I remember that instance when you heard me well, and I heard you very well, on 40 about a few weeks ago, and hopefully in winter that'll be repeated many more times or even improved, and we'll have many more contacts than 40 meters. But still 40 meters is much more difficult than 20 in that respect. We'll see, 73 lets you work some harness. I'm conscious about your local time there getting fairly late. My day has only started. So I'll probably tune around the bend and see what's going on. WE3FET with K8CX, 73 to both of you, and very good evening, and been a pleasure having a very nice start of the day just talking to you both. UA9 Charlie Delta Charlie, over to you, Jim.
Okay, very good, Igor. Just still booming in, WA3FET, and thanks for the nice audio. Your audio is excellent, too. Yeah, sometime I'll go through this whole thing. We have a whole layout, like a chart that has all the connections, all the equipment, and I can email that to you sometime. Hey, that's a question. Uncle Gunther was trying to email you, and I gave him the email that I had, the Gmail, and I won't say it here, but are you still on that same email? Can you still get it? And did you get anything from Uncle Gunther, DK9OMV portal? Igor, go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, Jim. Well, we had a great QSO with Gunther a couple of weeks ago. That lasted for almost an hour, and we discussed everything. I do have that email still. The problem is that with the proliferation of all the things like WhatsApp and Telegram, etc., I sometimes forget to check email, so that's probably what happened. I also have another email address which I check up more often, but that's not the one on Gmail, that's a local one. I'll definitely check that email and see, and then come back to Gunther. So that's probably what happened. I just simply didn't check the email, Jim.
Okay. Well, he's on WhatsApp, too, but I didn't know. I thought he said WhatsApp wasn't working to you, but he's on WhatsApp, and he wants to send you the videos somehow, and I give you his WhatsApp number there, and I'm on WhatsApp. He sends me stuff all the time, so videos here, because he goes out portable, but I think he's trying to eventually get you on WhatsApp, if that would work. And I do remember that ham radio Horizon. I think it was called Charlie's Angles, because there was a show on TV back in those days. It was called Charlie's Angels. It was three girls. They were like detectives or something, and it was called Charlie's Angels. So whoever interviewed him decided to take that sort of name, and they called it Charlie's Angles. And I do remember you were in there, and the pictures and everything. So, yep, I remember. And, you know, in the winter, we could actually try. My antenna on 80 meters is unbelievable, because the inverted V is up at 200 feet on top of that 1,000-foot mountain. And so I get a really strong signal on 80 meters. So we should try 80 meters in the winter as well, or coming up, because I get really strong on 80 meters, probably better than 40 meters on 80 meters in comparison to other U.S. stations. So we might be able to make it on 80 meters too, Igor. Okay, well, let me say something. 73 again, and I'm going to turn it to Tom. He can give the final. And Tom, this time, if you want, why don't you, when you finish with Igor, you can give a call out and see if there's any other stations. And I may have to take a break pretty soon. I don't know if I can go 3 hours today. probably can, but I really should. But anyway, it's really great that you called in, Igor. Okay, check that email. He probably sent it to you, but he wants to get you on WhatsApp if that's possible. I'm on WhatsApp too. Okay, over to you, Tom, and 73 again, Igor, to you and the family. K8CX for final, WA3FET.
WA3FET in the group, K8CX. Yeah, very good, Jim. Yeah, and Igor, we might be able to make it on 80 as well. Jim designed me a two-element 80-meter beam that I have up at 100 feet, and it's aiming at about 45 degrees, but you're closer to about 20 degrees. But I think, you know, it should be broad enough that we might even be able to make the grade on 80. That would be real fun to do sometime this winter. So thanks again. Great to hear you. 73. And Jim, I'm going to pull the plug too. I got a few things I got to do before I go to bed here. So I got one of my granddaughters is here, and that's why I didn't come down earlier. And I have two granddaughters, and one spends the one is living here right now, and the other one spends the mornings here with us. So 73, everybody, and thanks again there, Igor. UA9CDC, K8CX. Have a good day.
Roger, Roger, 73. Good evening to you, boss. And, I'll definitely check that email and let Gunter know my phone number so that we can communicate through WhatsApp. 73, good evening, and see you later. Are you going to be here tomorrow around this time, or?
I don't know. It's possible, but I don't know. Tomorrow, Friday, I don't think we will around this time. There's some other activities, but we'll try next week. Tom and I will try next week for sure. And if I could, if you want to send me a email also with the number, Igor, I'll add you. I have WhatsApp too, and so I could be on a WhatsApp, and then I can let you know when we're on and text you there. So that would be great. And Igor, I think I better also go. I've been on a long time. If you want this frequency, there's probably other stateside that would love to say hello if you got the time. So you don't have to go tuning around. Just stay here, and you can have the frequency, because Tom and I are both going to go here. I've been on over 2 hours now. So anyway, send me email as well, and I know you still have it. I'm on QRZ, and send me an email with that number, and I'll put you on WhatsApp as well, and we can keep in touch, send some videos back and forth and things like that. Okay, UA9, Charlie, Delta Charlie, for any final there, Igor, and Tom, good night to you. And Tom, thanks so much for suggesting we get on today. This has been amazing, and I wish you would have been on an hour earlier to get these other rare stations there, but it's been amazing, absolutely amazing. So go ahead, Igor, and you can have the frequency. Charlie Delta Charlie, WA3FET, will be listening out. And sorry, the other stations, I got to go now. It's been on too long here. Go ahead, Igor.
Roger, Roger. Thank you very much, Jim. Yeah, I'll stay on frequency and see what's coming through over here. Yeah, we'll send you an email and let you know my phone number, and we will get on WhatsApp. No problems. 73, Tom, 73, Jim, good evening.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is UA9, Charlie Delta, Charlie, QRZ.